with SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A former U.S. soldier suspected of killing four people remains at large.
Officials in Montana are warning the public to be on the lookout for 45-year-old military vet Michael Paul Brown, suspected of killing four people at the Owl Bar in Anaconda Friday morning, escaping the small town in a stolen vehicle containing clothes and camping gear. Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson.
By all indications, this is an unstable individual who walked in and murdered four people in cold blood for no reason whatsoever. So there absolutely is concern for the public. Again, I'm going to stress, we believe this is an armed and extremely dangerous individual.
Family members confirm Brown struggled with mental illness for years. Authorities are considering all possible options for his whereabouts and offering a reward. I'm Julie Walker.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says it's simply not true that Israel is creating a famine in Gaza.
I think that we'd be able to show that the starving children they've shown on in various media forums are children who are suffering from serious diseases, who they put up in front of the camera and say they're suffering, they're starving.
Oren tells the Salem Radio Network Hamas has run a successful disinformation campaign to convince Western nations Israel has been failing to allow necessary food shipments into Gaza. Ukraine's anti-corruption agencies say they've uncovered a major bribery scheme involving inflated military procurement contracts just 2 days after lawmakers restored the agency's independence following a public outcry. In a statement late on Saturday, they said a lawmaker and National Guard members took kickbacks worth up to 30% on overpriced contracts. This is SRN News. Christian countries are on the wane.
According to the Pew Research Center, Christian nations, defined as those where a majority of people identify as Christians, make up 120 of the 201 countries and territories on Earth. But that's down from 124 in 2010. The four countries that fell out of the majority Christian ranks over the past 15 years are the United Kingdom, France, Australia, and Uruguay. Elsewhere, the ranks of the religiously unaffiliated are growing. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In its efforts to protect female athletes in Olympic sports, the Trump administration provided the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee a detailed legal brief on how such a move would not conflict with the Ted Stevens Act. That's a landmark 1978 federal statute governing the Olympic movement. Legal expert Jill Pilgrim calls the Trump guidance a well-thought-out, well-reasoned set of arguments. This is SRN News. This past week, Australia banned children under 16 from holding YouTube accounts. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Communications Minister Annika Wells says the government's implementing the law on behalf of parents who want and deserve better protection for their kids online.
The evidence cannot be ignored that 4 out of 10 Australian kids report that their most recent harm was on YouTube.
YouTube was listed as an exemption in November in Australia when the Parliament passed world-first laws that banned children younger than 16 from platforms including Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok and X. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The band Oasis has expressed shock and sadness after a man fell to his death during their concert at Wembley Stadium in London. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.